Thank you so much, and it was wonderful about the Zacchaeus story. I wonder, have you seen a film? The time running out, in a minute. The time going fast every time. Maybe I'm talking too much. I'm not sure. So, how many of you enjoy watching makeover programs at home? Yes, you do. You do watch makeover programs. It's very interesting, isn't it? Sometimes the makeover programs is about the overrun garden, and then a professional gardener takes over and it transforms it in a way. Or it could be like a rundown house, and when an interior designer takes over and it transforms into a beautiful house that I've imagined. But that's also to do with like a makeup artist. You know, you spend time with them, try to put all sorts of things in your face or whatever it is, and change you to a different person that you can't even recognize. Or hairstylist, or anything. We can all change the way we look, can't we? We can shave your head, some of them not much hair, but you can do those kind of things in order to look different. But what about our hearts? That's a question came out through this story about Zacchaeus. What was he like before he met Jesus? Can anybody imagine, through the story, can anybody tell me, shout out, what was he like? Can you picture him? What was he like? Zacchaeus, you can talk if you want to. Ruthless man, yes.
Greedy.
Greedy, yeah. Mean, greedy, yes.
Sad,
that's good. Good answer so far.
Lonely.
Lonely, yes. Very lonely. What else?
Bitter.
Bitter against things. Yeah, you can almost imagine what was he like. People don't like him the way he is. But whatever it was, here's the thing. This is a question I want to ask myself. What did make Zacchaeus to go and look for Jesus? What did he hear that made him, all right, I want to go and see that guy. What was he like? But whatever he thought, but he did something special. He wanted to go and see this Jesus. Yeah? And that's what it was. He heard about it, all sorts of things, but he wanted to see Jesus. The very interesting thing is, nothing stopped him to look at Jesus. He could have sat at home or doing his business and things like that. Whatever things that he could have done at home, but he was so curious enough, he went up and climbed up the tree, sycamore tree, to see Jesus. And I looked at the story. Sometimes, you know, we feel sorry for myself. I felt sorry for myself and my thumb because I hurt my ass. I play cricket. You know, you can sorry for yourself in a different circumstances. Like, I'm too short. I can't go and see Jesus. Or maybe I'm too busy because I can't do certain things what God asked me to do. Or I'm not good enough to turn up to these particular things. Or I can't offer anything to church, do something. But whatever he did, whatever he was starting himself, but he just wanted to climb up the tree. Nothing stopped him to stay under the tree. He climbed up the tree to see Jesus. I will give you a different sermon later on. That one sermon is waiting. What that means, sitting under the tree means. But sitting under the tree, he could have chosen it. And feeling sorry for himself, I'm too short. I will be counted as one of the many in the crowd. But he climbed up and to see Jesus. But before he looked at Jesus, interesting thing, Jesus looked at him. And that's even better. We were singing, my sin was greater, but God's grace is even better. Even greater. And that's why in this picture shows us, and God just saw him and asked him, come, I want to have dinner with you. Again, that's interesting. Why did he want to have a dinner with him? He could have said, Jesus, no, Nobody wants to go to your house. Let me tell you something. Come to my house. I'll feed you. You could have said that, can't you? Or come to the place where I am staying. I can sort you out. But in fact, he said, no, I want to come to your house. And I have a meal with you. And again, it's a personal choice that he been invited in his own house and to have a dinner. And that is a story of all of us. Jesus invites us to come to your house, in your place, in your job, in your circumstances. All you say, come Lord, come, take your place in my driving seat. And that's what he asked for it. What happened to Zacchaeus? What happened after? I don't know what they were having a conversation in the house, but you can see in that picture, what do you picture him after he met Jesus? What was he like? Shout out, what was he like? Generous. That's a good question. Good answer. He was generous. He was generous because he didn't want to just pay back what he had to the people. In fact, he wants to pay back 4 times more. That's what happens when God saves you. When we encounter Jesus, we are just not just giving what we should, you give more than what he should. That's what the generous heart reflects. And that's why Romans 12 that we read, it's almost like Paul's beatitude. Paul is giving what does a transformed person look like, Paul Zacchaeus, and what does a transformed church look like? When we are with Jesus. Before I talk, I want to look at this. This is what the transformed church will look like, made for transformed people. And he says, this is what your attitude would be. This is what you will be when you encounter Jesus. When you invite him into your house, this is what will look like. This is all the verses in the chapter 12 from 1 to 21. In each verse, it tells you one of these things. If you go home, read it again. Romans. Not many people favor it because it's a bit complicated words sometimes. But here is the verse that tells you what it's like the transformed church look like. I want you to pray about this. I wonder what God is saying to you through this verse. Is any of this applied to you? Is any of this telling you, maybe this is where you need a change of heart in this place, in this particular area? Maybe just talk to yourself. And I'm going to pray. And this is the time that we're going to ask God to, Lord, help us to be a transformed people. Change of heart people, like Zacchaeus, and like what Paul is imagining, what the transformed church will look like. Let us pray. Maybe even when I say every sentence, maybe just say to God, Father, forgive us and help us to change. Father, forgive us and help us to change. Lord, thank you for calling us into your family, where we belong to one another and to you. We are sorry, Lord, when we haven't loved each other. Father, forgive us and help us to change. Lord, we are sorry when we have failed to use our gifts to serve you. Father, forgive us and help us to change. We are sorry, Lord, when we haven't been prayerful. Father, forgive us and help us to change. Lord, we are sorry when we have put ourselves first. Father, forgive us and help us to change. Holy Spirit, please come and fill us afresh with your life. changes and mold us so that we might bring you glory, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you want to forgive us when we come to you. Not only you forgive us, but you also restore us. Lord, you restore us the way that you restored Zacchaeus. You transformed him and you transform us. Lord, we pray for the people around the world too. And their leaders. We have been praying for 40 days. Lord, I pray that we are focusing on each and individual nations. So today, Lord, we are concentrating on Mozambique and in Namibia and South Africa. I pray for this country. Whatever the struggles they are facing right now, Lord, I pray that you touch them and bring peace to this nation and give wisdom to your leaders for this country to bring justice and peace, Lord. Lord, we also pray for our nation and especially the part of the nation, Cambridgeshire, that we pray today. And we pray for all the authorities, the councillors, mayors, and the police and the doctors and the nurses and all the official people who work in that community. I pray that you bless them. Pour out your spirit upon that county. Help them to live in harmony with one another. Lord, we also pray for Haverhill too. Especially, Lord, we pray for the situation this weekend on Friday where a couple of stabbings happened. Lord, it seems like the reputation carries. Lord, I pray for these young people who are involved in this violence. And whatever the reason, Lord, I pray you pour the Holy Spirit upon these young people in that place. And in Haverhill, you bring transformation in their life. The change of heart. Change of attitude so they can fear you and live in harmony with one another. Lord, we also pray for a particular place in Kiddington too. All the streets in St. Paul's Drive and Court Vane across Ridgebridge Drive and Mills Road. Today, that's what we are concentrating on. I pray for the streets, the people who are living in that place. I pray, Lord, that you open the hearts and bear faith in their life, somehow they encounter you and receive you as their Savior and Lord in their life. And finally, we pray for our church too. Especially for these young people who have been participating and Sarah who is leading Illuminate and Youth for Christ. I pray for those people and the leaders and the young people. Lord, the way that you touched Zacchaeus, the same way you touch every individual people. Every young people, they can bear your name. And they can bring you glory. Lord, you know the people where they are right now, in this place, right now in our church. Whether they are sitting at the top of the tree with the curiosity, seeking answer to their problems. Or maybe they're sitting under the tree, ignoring everything what goes around them, just trying to enjoy what they can and accept the world as it is. Lord, I pray somehow you open the door of faith, somehow that you break into their life, break into the door, intervene in their life. Let them hear your voice and let them see you and experience your grace and your mercy. We commit these all prayers, Lord. We ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.